Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
And we're at 35 degrees at WRCO FM 100.9 Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Day 8 of the government shutdown, and it is affecting the nation's airports. Air traffic controllers not getting paid while the government is not funded. And now President Trump is talking about not giving them and other furloughed workers back pay either. ABC's Victor Oquendo.
In 2019, President Trump signed a law guaranteeing retroactive pay for federal workers once the shutdown ends. When pressed by reporters on whether he will defy the law, the president saying this.
I follow the law, and what the law says is correct, and I follow the law.
Attorney General Pam Bondi before the Senate Judiciary Committee saying the Justice Department has determined there's no reason to release any more of the Epstein files. Six former surgeons general issuing a warning about Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s policies, including his policies regarding vaccines. Members of the Texas National Guard have arrived in Illinois against the wishes of the mayor of Chicago and the governor of Illinois. This is ABC News. Tesla trying to appeal to cost-conscious buyers, introducing new models with a price tag as low as $37,000. A cat that went missing from a Virginia store where it had been living is now back home after quite a joyride.
Francine, the cat, has been a fixture at the Lowe's store in Richmond for more than 8 years. Known and loved by employees and customers, but in September, when Francine disappeared, the store camera showed she got spooked and hitched a ride on a truck that ended up at a sister distribution site 85 miles away. That set off a search, with animal control setting up humane traps and posting photos of Francine that went viral on social media. Staffers got the call about 2 weeks later, and Francine was found and is back in the store. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
You could soon have your own happy little trees hanging on your wall. 30 paintings from the late Bob Ross are going up for auction next month. The proceeds will go to help public television stations hit hard by Trump funding cuts. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
Today's high temperature will reach around 62 degrees. A cool start, but a pleasant day with sunshine and light winds. Northeast winds between 3 and 7 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear and cool. Scattered frost again, maybe patchy fog. A low of 35. Thursday, mostly sunny, turning a bit warmer and a high of 67. And Friday, near 70. A frost advisory is in effect for our area, Vernon, Richland, and Sauk counties anyway, until 9 this morning. After a midnight mark of 41, we're at 35 degrees here at the WRCO studios on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. Good morning. Today is Wednesday, October 8th. It is time for us to officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, for the ramparts we've watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled
your Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Just like a blind man, I wandered along. Worries and fears I claimed for my own. Then like the blind man, God gave back his sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Wonder and stray, for straight is the gate and narrow's the way. Now I have traded wrong for the right. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
We start the day in a positive way. Hank Williams, I Saw the Light. Before that, Maggie May did the honors to officially get our broadcast day underway. Hello, friends. It's your old buddy Phil Nee checking in this morning, getting ready to start the chores there. And it was only a one-alarm morning for me this morning out of three. So the first one went off and bam, snapped right up. Well, I don't know. Things were snapping and popping, but I made it up. And we are ready to roll with another day here in Southwest Wisconsin. Let's attack Wednesday, October 8th, and start those chores.
Wake up, smell the coffee, and flip on the Milk House light. Brought to you by local favorite Brouhaha.
After work, me and the boys go down to Kelly's and we make some noise. Beat that old jukebox and play some air guitar. Well, there's nothing wrong with shooting the pool and having some fun and acting the fool. But this time I won't be going where they are. 'Cause I'm going home and rock my baby. Just thinking about it is making me crazy. All day long I've been dreaming of holding her tight. Yeah, it's gonna be a sweet surrender. Candlelight and love me tender. I'm going home and rock my baby tonight.
The girl sure has been working hard. I think she's ready for some R&R. Something to take her mind off everything. Champagne and a box of candy. A dozen roses might come in handy to help loosen up those apron strings. 'Cause I'm going home and rock my baby. Just thinking about her is making me crazy. All day long, I've been dreaming of holding her tight. tonight.
Sometimes my soul gets weary and my mind begins to wander. And like that old train, the Hummingbird, it goes to Alabama. They say home is where the heart is, and mine is down in Dixie. And when you go down to Dixie, you're heading for higher ground.
Southern rain,
blowing from the coast of Mississippi.
Southern rain,
I feel better when those southern waters hit me. I can't dip in the Jordan 7 times to ease the pain, but I can pray for help and hope from southern rain.
Southern rain,
like the sunshine, it's a blessing sent from heaven.
Southern rain,
they can wash away your cares if you let them. You may not believe my story, and you may say I'm insane, but they're the closest thing to home, those southern rain. Homesick is a feeling that a body can't get over. There's no such thing as healing, and it won't go away with time. When we're young, we want to get away. When we're old, we want to go back. And we spend our lives replacing all the things we leave behind.
Southern rain,
the blowing from the coast of Mississippi.
Southern rain,
I feel better when those southern waters hit me. Dip in the Jordan 7 times to ease the pain, but I can pray for help and hope from southern rain.
Southern rain,
like the sunshine, it's a blessing sent from heaven.
Southern rain,
they can wash away your cares if you let them. You may not believe my story, and you may say I'm insane, but they're the closest thing to home, the southern rain. Coast of Mississippi.
Southern rain.
I feel better when those southern waters hit me.
Mel Tillis on the Mel Cow Show and those southern rains. 35 degrees in Richland Center. Well, hopefully your little posies and pansies didn't get frosted. I told June about it, and she covered up a couple of our plants, our most prized plants, I guess. But then I froze all night because I didn't have the sheet. But nonetheless, we hopefully saved them. It looks like maybe tomorrow morning could be in line again for some overnight lows in the 30s. Again, we're at 35, and there could be some spots that are a little cooler, especially in the lower bottoms, river bottoms, today. A reminder, an American Red Cross blood drive will be held today at Wisconsin Heights High School from 9 until 2. For an appointment, call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.com. Also, we remind you, the Avoca United Methodist Church will have its fall drive-through pancake and sausage supper coming up today, tonight, from 4 until 6:30 in front of the church in Avoca. Cost of the meal, which will also include cheese, curds, and applesauce, will be $8. Well, another big day today for Brewer fans. Well, Cub fans, too. The Brewers and Cubs play later on today. We'll check sports in just a moment.
With a genuine sense of curiosity and an eagerness to help, we enjoy finding the answers and solutions that lead you to the home that is right for you and your family. We have many years of experience helping clients in the real estate industry. And not only have we lived in the Driftless area for decades, we know our way around the surrounding areas, too. As a Driftless agent, my team and I work efficiently to help you see more homes and get you through the home buying process with ease and confidence. Visit our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our offices today at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 5. Hi, my name is Eli Weiss, a seventh grader at St. Mary's. St. Mary's Elementary School and the Knights of Columbus will be hosting a drive-through fish fry on Friday, October 10th in St. Mary's School's parking lot from 4:30 until 7. We will be serving baked and fried fish, baked and cheesy potatoes, coleslaw, applesauce, and a garlic biscuit. The cost of the meal is $13 with the option to add extra fish for $3 per piece. Hope to see you there.
For over 50 years, families have trusted the Shoebox and Black Earth to keep them in step with the best brands and the best prices. From back-to-school shoes to work boots, athletic gear to cozy fall favorites, you'll find them all under one roof. Friendly service, unbeatable selection, and deals worth the drive. Make it a family trip. Discover why Wisconsin shops the Shoebox and Black Earth. Service like it ought to be.
You may have thought that compact tractors are too expensive. Well, LS Tractors offering 0% for 72 months. Subcompact tractors with loaders starting at $267 a month. Larger compact tractors with loaders as low as $309 a month. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractors. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors have hydrostatic transmissions and will not break your bank. Learn about the full line of LS Tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Dairy Hardware is your one-stop shop for everything, from basic home repairs to large remodeling projects. You'll find sporting goods, small home appliances, and a wide selection of everyday tools ready to go. They cut keys, thread pipe, repair windows, rent rug shampooers, and offer free paint color matching. Stop in today to check out special sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proudly serving the Spring Green area with true hometown values.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Big savings are waiting during the fall filter sale at Napa in Richland Center and Boscobel. Now through the 15th, bring in your filter list and grab the best prices of the year on Napa Gold filters. Stock up on motor oil and filters while the deals are hot. Plus, check out Milwaukee Tools along with heated coats and vests, perfect for the season ahead. Don't miss out. Sale ends the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center and Boscobel.
An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Last night in high school volleyball, it was DeSoto getting the win over Ithaca, 3-0. Also, Azeka Steuben swept Weston. It was Cassville over Highland. And Seneca, 3-0 over Lafarge Youth Initiative. North Crawford, 3-0 winners against Kickapoo. Richland Center outlasted Platteville last night. It was another 5-set match with the Hornets winning 3-2. And River Valley with a 3-1. One win as well in the Southwest Conference. Dodgeville swept Prairie du Chien. In high school soccer, it was Platteville Lancaster over Richland Center, 5-0. Prairie du Chien and Dodgeville Mineral Point tied at 2. Sauk Prairie 1-0 over McFarland. Brewer pitcher Quinn Priester has experienced postseason baseball at Wrigley Field before. Priester grew up in the Chicago area and was in the Wrigley Field stands for Game 5 of the 2016 World Series. The 25-year-old right-hander will be back at Wrigley on Wednesday today as he continues his breakthrough year by trying to end the Cubs season and pitch the Brewers into the National League Championship Series. Jameson Taillon will be the starting pitcher for the Cubs. Yesterday in American League Baseball playoffs, Seattle 8-4 over Detroit, and the Yankees got by Toronto, final score of 9-6. Aaron Judge, Mr. Clutch yesterday in a do-it-all performance. He hit a tying home run and drove in 4 runs as the Yankees staved off elimination by rallying past the Blue Jays. NBA preseason yesterday, the Bulls over Cleveland, 118-117, and Indiana won in overtime, 135-134. From the NHL, Florida 3-2 over Chicago, Pittsburgh 3-0 winners against the Rangers, and Colorado beat Los Angeles 4-1. And that is an update on sports.
Rockwell Automation. The mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable. And all this starts right here in Richland Center. The Shoebox, Midwest's largest family shoe store, specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and prices. Customer service the way it ought to be. The Shoebox, Black Earth. And the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889, making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
We're headed toward a high of 62 later, right now 35 degrees in Richland Center. Time for the aerobic polka. Good for what ails you today as we stretch out. Ouch. Okay, the aerobic polka is sponsored by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z.
S-U-P-P-Z.
Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venomore.
All right, if you're ready, here we go. It's aerobic polka time. A one and a two and a... Polka, Richie Yurkovich and the band right there. Good for what ails you. Your polka cardio workout today on the Milk House Show. Here's Bobby G. Rice.
summer winds of Santa Fe blew across my mind today. It carried a whisper calling me back home. It's been a long and lonesome road. On my mind there's a heavy load. Her name's Renee and she waits in Santa Fe. Hey, hey, Santa Fe, I'm homeward bound, I'm on my way. Hey, hey, sweet Renee, I promised I'd be back someday. I've thumbed a ride, I've rode the train, worked the boats of Portland, Maine. It's a rough old life, living from day to day. I've rolled the logs as a lumberjack, I've been rolled in hack and sack. The spires of hell still stick to bone of mine. Hey, hey, Santa Fe, I'm homeward bound, I'm on my way. Hey, hey, sweet Renee, I promised I'd be back someday. I've searched the free and open skies, and now I realize that whispered call has haunted me since then. As morning sun begins to rise, got just one more day to ride on this one-way ticket heading to Santa Fe. Hey, hey, Santa Fe, I'm homeward bound, I'm on my way. Hey, hey, sweet Renee, I promised I'd be back someday. La da 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 da, la da Santa Fe.
Forward to seeing Bobby G on the 25th of October at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Tickets available at Eventbrite and also at the door that day. It'll be a matinee show. He'll be playing at 2 o'clock that Saturday afternoon on the 25th. Coming up, farm news and markets.
You're the only world I know. You're the one I can't let go. My laughter and my tears, and I love you all my years. You're the beating of my heart. You're my thoughts when we're apart. I can't let go. You're the only, only world I know. Ooh.
James on the Light in the Milk House Show. It's a cool start. In fact, we've dropped another degree right now. It is 34 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. Maybe a little bit of light frost where you're at today. We're headed towards 62 later. Good morning. It is 5:30.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small-town convenience. It's Aderers in Plain.
I'm Kara Hart with Ag News on Brownfield. Pioneer brand corn and soybeans are number one in the United States, planted by more farms than any other competitive seed brand. Want to know what number one feels like? Plant Pioneer corn and soybeans. Farm groups from across the country are calling for more economic support to help producers dealing with depressed markets. Kim Quarles with the National Potato Council and the Specialty Crop Farm Bill Alliance says the crisis facing family farms is much bigger than lost markets to China.
It's also ag labor. Challenges with a very strong dollar. All of these economic challenges, policy challenges, are creating a very chaotic environment.
More than 200 state and national ag organizations sent a letter this week to President Trump saying they need help now. Quarles says USDA has the authority to grant Commodity Credit Corporation funds to farmers without the approval of Congress, but Congress can also intervene. As more grain is stored on farm this fall, an economist at CoBank reminds farmers it costs to be your own grain elevator. Tanner Emke tells Brownfield,
grain sitting in the grain bin is like cash sitting in a bank account. You're not earning interest on that. You haven't converted that grain into cash, and it's not earning interest. It's not paying down debt. And so part of your responsibility is of being your own elevators. You have to manage that differently.
He says there's more bushels and money at stake storing grain on farm, which makes proactive marketing decisions important. The U.S. government has been shut down for more than a week, and the chief economist at Indiana Farm Bureau says the partial shutdown is impacting key USDA data. Todd Davis says a lack of an October supply demand report, which was scheduled to be released on Thursday, could create market volatility.
Farmers look to these reports as an update on crop production, a forecast of global supply, global demand, and also fine-tune the price forecast for U.S. corn and soybeans.
A Bayer global initiative that connects select farmers with resources to advance innovative ag practices has come to the United States. Brownfield's Mark Dorenkamp is in eastern Iowa and has this report.
Brian Naber with Bayer Crop Science says forward farming is a collaborative effort focused on producing more while at the same time restoring more.
It has to be productive, has to be profitable, has to be sustainable. And our belief is you don't have to choose between the three of those.
Bayer is partnering with Corn-Fed Farms of Marengo in eastern Iowa to be the first forward farm in the U.S. Alan Moore and his wife Sarah operate the crop and livestock operation.
Got rid of a lot of the tillage, went to the cover crops. After we adopted the cover crops, then quickly realized that there's a lot more to it than just holding the soil.
He says cover crops also help suppress weeds and aid in water filtration. Bayer now has 16 forward farms across 10 countries. Mark Dorenkamp, Brownfield.
Thanks, Mark. I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Couldn't have.
Don't touch that dial. You are tuned into Whipple's Country WYFF, the station that's been family-owned and fiercely independent for almost 80 years. No nonsense, just common sense and chart-topping corn hybrids coming to farm gates all over the Central Corn Belt. Stay tuned for more Whipple's Country hits like She Thinks My Colonel's Sexy, I Got 99 Problems But Yield Ain't One, and Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Sell Soybeans. Thanks for listening, and remember to keep it independent with Whipple's Hybrids.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. We are having our annual Milwaukee Day sale on Thursday, October 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at our Richland Center location only. Buy select Milwaukee tools and receive special free items. Pick up an M18 compact brushless two-tool combo kit or an M18 Fuel 14-inch top handle chainsaw and get a free M18 red lithium battery. Plus, M12 heated gear is now available at our new lower price. These deals are only available Thursday, October 9th, and refreshments will be served to all attendees. Please don't miss this, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Direct cash cattle trade was quiet and cash hogs closed lower. I'm Kellen Havikin with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade was quiet on Tuesday. Some early asking prices started around $235 to $237 in the south, but not established in the north. Bids were very elusive, and significant trade volume will likely be delayed until much later in the week. At the Oklahoma National Stockyards feeder cattle auction in Oklahoma City, compared to last week, feeder steers mostly steady. Feeder heifers over 700 pounds steady to $4 higher. Under 700 pounds, $1 to $4 lower. Steer calves, $10 to $20 higher. Heifer calves, mostly steady. The USDA says demand was good for all classes. Feeder supply included 51% steers, and 61% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers 606 to 641 pounds brought 380 to 406 with a weighted average price of $395.52. Medium and large one feeder heifers 565 to 598 pounds brought 357 to 387 with a weighted average price of $374.92. Box beef closed higher. Choice was 263 higher at $365.79 and select was 91 cents higher at $348.88. Estimated cattle slaughters 116,000 head. Cash hog business was steady to lower with solid closing negotiated movement at the major direct markets. Many buyers were able to save some money while still moving good numbers and keeping chain speed at a high level. It's already been an inconsistent week for domestic wholesale business. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were 76 cents lower with a base range of $94 to $100 with a weighted average price of $98.63. Iowa, Minnesota was 73 cents lower with a weighted average price of $98.62. The Western Corn Belt was 79 cents lower with a weighted average price of $98.60. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets were steady at $70. At Illinois, slaughter sows were $1 lower with moderate demand for heifering offerings at $58 to $70. Barrows and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $63 to $73. Pork values closed 132 lower at 106.03. Loins, butts, picnics, and ribs were lower. Bellies were sharply lower. Hams were higher. Estimated hog slaughter is 488,000 head. At the CME, live and feeder cattle futures were sharply higher ahead of the week's direct business, and lean hog futures were pressured by technical selling and questions about sustained demand. Domestic wholesale business has been inconsistent lately. I'm Kellen Havikin for Brownfield.
For far too long, seed discount offers have been too complicated. But today, the Seed Pros of Channel make our stand. No more confusion. No more long-winded radio ads. Just simple savings. 0% financing with early pay discounts. Today, we show up with an easier way to save on seed. Talk to your Channel Seed Pro to get all the details and see what you could be saving. Channel. All in, all season.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plame. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Direct cattle business was quiet Tuesday, butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans are up, waiting for more on trade aid and trade talks with China. November beans were 4 1/4 higher at 1022. January was up 3 1/4 at 1039. On harvest pressure, December corn was 2 lower at 419 3/4. March was down 2 at 436 1/4. Live and feeder cattle were higher, with feeders in the lead on the tight supply of market-ready numbers. December live was $1.05 higher at $237.72. February was up $1.10 at $240.72. November feeders were $3.45 higher at $364.25. And on technical selling and questions about demand, December hogs were $1.10 lower at $86.17. February was down $1.27 at $88.27. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange. providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check this schedule and learn more at BloomingtonLivestock.com.
There may be a light at the end of the farm economy tunnel. That's next on Farm to Fork. 4 months ago, I began airing a message about the possibility that the dozen regional centers for agricultural safety and health were at risk of closing because of funding cuts. I've now learned that those funds will not be shut off and that the centers may continue operating. One center representative said, quote, "We are convinced that media visibility and support help turn the tide." So, let's pick up where I left off with our 2025 Farm Safety and Health campaign. The stress of owning and operating a farm can be overwhelming. So many things are out of your control. The weather, the markets, the potential for pests and diseases affecting your crops or livestock. There's no shame in talking with a mental health professional. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. This is a bad news, good news story about the farm economy. First, some bad news from John Newton, the top exec at Terrain, an economic forecasting service of several farm credit services agencies.
It's the largest three-year decline that we've ever seen in history. Crop cash receipts are down $71 billion from 3 years ago. So that's a substantial decline in crop farm margins. I was down in Texas yesterday with some very large, very successful farmers, and they said, "We're just burning through working capital."
Newton says the culprit appears to be inflation.
The input cost environment that we're in today is so different than the last time we were in a similar situation in the farm economy. If we didn't have the inflationary pressure that we saw starting in 2021, the crop prices would be above break even for a lot of folks. So the input cost environment is very, very tricky.
Newton says some of the recent congressional actions for economic relief for farms probably won't be realized until well into next year. And now the good news from Newton.
But I am optimistic. I think we're going to turn the corner on this. I'm very confident that these trade deals are going to materialize. The regulatory rollbacks, I think, will benefit farmers and ranchers. And I'm always very bullish on agriculture, and I am still today.
Newton spoke at the recent Ag Outlook Forum in Kansas City. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30, offering a range of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. They also host feeder cattle sales every Friday morning at 9. This Friday, don't miss their combination sale featuring an all-Holstein and Angus cross sale. For more details, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020. Bloomington Livestock Exchange, where quality meets tradition.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
A family dairy continues looking for ways to be more efficient. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. This year's World Dairy Expo Dairy Producer of the Year is always seeking ways to improve the farming operation. Ken McCarty from Kansas tells Brownfield they were milking around 800 cows in the early 1990s and now milk more than 20,000 cows on four Kansas farms. He says genetically the cows have gotten better, the technology has improved, and they've become better managers since 2011.
We were really looking at about 70 pounds of milk production per cow per day. Today, you know, just yesterday on 20,000 cows, we averaged a hair bit over 100 pounds of milk per cow per day.
McCarty says dairying is their obsession and growth doesn't necessarily mean more cows. he says it's about improvement.
We want to make more milk. We want to lower our carbon footprint. We want to increase employee retention. We want to decrease costs. We want to increase productivity. For us, it's really just about progress, not necessarily growth.
McCarty says one of the challenges is improving how the dairy uses and reclaims water in a region that relies on limited water resources. Cash dairy prices were lower except for whey Tuesday at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey unchanged at 63 cents, 10 sales recorded. 40-pound cheese blocks went down 1.5 cents to 173.5, 6 sales there. Barrels down 3 cents at 174, no sales recorded. Butter prices were down 2.75 cents to 166.75, 22 sales were recorded. Non-fat dry milk went down a penny to 115 with 2 sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Find more news and market information online at Brownfield Ag News.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Harvest more savings with Case IH Genuine Parts at Johnson Tractor. Get 5% back when you spend $1,000 or more on OEM lubricants and filters with your Productivity Plus account, plus $100 off harvesting kits and camera systems for every $1,000 spent. New customers earn a $50 statement credit after $500 in purchases. And enjoy no interest, no payments for 90 days on qualifying Case IH parts. Count on Case IH Genuine Parts only at Johnson Tractor.
Johnson Tractor from land to lawn.
Good morning, kids. The forecast for today includes a high of 62 with a pleasant day awaiting and some sunshine out there. And tonight, a low of 35. We have dipped another degree. It is 33 degrees. Yes, a patchy frost in the area today. The frost advisory remains in effect for Vernon, Richland, and Sauk counties until 9 this morning. We'll have more about that. The expert checks in, Tony Schumacher, just before 6 today on the good old Light in the Mail Cow Show.
You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Don't take your love to town. It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. And yes, it's true that I'm not the man I used to be. Oh, still need some company. It's hard to love a man whose legs are bent and paralyzed. And the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around. Take your love to town. She's leaving now, 'cause I just heard the slamming of the door. The way I know I've heard it slam 100 times before. And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Oh,
take your love to town.
Kenny Rogers and the first edition. Oh, Ruby, don't take your love to town. Come on. 9 minutes before the hour of 6 o'clock. Moving on, moving and grooving.
Big wheels rolling. Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling. Gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation. Men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. All night country music keeps them going, and Will and Sonny keep on moving on. A good hot cup of coffee is waiting up ahead, and the rhythm of the highway hums along. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on.
Before the cows are up, we are. Powered by Brouhaha. It's the Light in the Milk House Show on WRCO.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Oh, oh, turn around. I just saw a garage sale sign. Sound familiar? October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and at Reedsburg Area Medical Center, our sign reads, "Schedule your mammogram. Early detection is the best prevention." You can't bargain or put a price tag on your health. Call Medical Imaging at 768-6229 to schedule your mammogram. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in breast health.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled. Customer satisfaction is a must, and Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
Looking for a career where tradition meets opportunity? Join the legacy at Scott Industries, a proud family-owned business celebrating 75 years. They're expanding and hiring dedicated team members. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscatine, or call 739-3171 to learn more. Scott Industries, a profit-sharing company where you can grow your career.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's
common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we are looking at some sunny weather shaping up here the next couple of days with a large high-pressure system over Wisconsin. The light winds and clear skies overnight allow temperatures to reach the upper 20s over much of the northern part of the state, so the end of the growing season there, with scattered frost and 30s common further south in the state. We'll have another chance of scattered frost tonight, then the nights overall should be warmer through early next week. Now, there will be a few chances of very light precipitation, one of those coming through late Thursday night and early Friday, probably just a trace or a few hundredths of an inch. Another system sliding through the region Sunday evening into early Monday could produce a bit of rain. And then a third system coming in later Tuesday into Wednesday, that one has the best potential of a more substantial rainfall. Here's the forecast for today. The frost advisory in Vernon, Richland, and Sauk counties runs until 9 a.m. Otherwise, we'll see that cool start give way to a pleasant day with sunshine and light winds. High about 62. Northeast wind 3 to 7 miles an hour becoming east. Mostly clear tonight and chilly. Scattered frost possible again and maybe some patchy fog. Low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow mostly sunny and turning a bit warmer with a high of 67. The wind southeast between 5 and 12. Thursday night, the clouds roll in with some spotty light showers or sprinkles possible late, low 46. Friday, a chance of sprinkles early, then breaks of sun and mild, high 69. Going into Saturday, partly cloudy, low 43, high 66. Sunday, increasing clouds and breezy. Good chance of light showers by evening, low 45, high 69. Monday, a few showers early, then peaks of sun, high 71. And Tuesday, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible in the afternoon and evening, high of 70. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good morning.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
.33 right now at WRCO. Yesterday, 69 was the high. We did pick up a trace of precipitation yesterday morning. In the record books, the record high, 83, 1949, right around the time the station was signing on the air. Record low, 21 in 1983. Last year's high, 73, and the low, 33. Sunset will happen at 6:31 this evening. Sunrise time this morning, 7 minutes after 7. The air is calm. The barometer is steady at 30, 33. No precipitation today. Again, we've been at the lowest, 33. Now we're back up to 34 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 Richland Center, where the news update at 6 is sponsored by Richland Mobile Mart, the West Side Handy Stop.
By the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions and services. And by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
Save big on Case IH genuine parts and service at Johnson Tractor. Right now, get up to 35% off electric guidance bundles and 25% off hydraulic bundles. Plus, save $1,000 on accuracy unlocks with RTK Plus and up to $3,000 on connectivity bundles. Trade in for up to 50% off precision products or choose 3.99% financing for 36 months. Don't wait. Trust Case IH genuine parts and service and visit Johnson Tractor today.
Johnson Tractor, from land to lawn.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The government shutdown.